I'd also, of course, like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we're meeting here today, the Wurundjeri people, and pay my respects, of course, to Di and other elders of other communities who might be here with us today. And I'm very, very pleased to be able to be here on behalf of Minister Batchelor, the Minister for Community Development, and very pleased, of course, indeed, to see that the fifth annual Making Links Conference is being scheduled here in Victoria, I think for the first time. So that's very pleasing, and I also wish to acknowledge the fact that we have delegates here from right across the country. And I think except Northern Territory was a comment made to me earlier, but it's terrific that the level of commitment and I suppose a desire to link up with so many other like-minded people in the profession that you have has certainly brought you here to Victoria on a very warm day. The program, of course, that you've developed and the networks that you're going to be creating over these 2 days really go to the heart of social inclusion. And part of my responsibility in the Victorian Government is to assist in developing communities and to ensure that everyone gets a fair go. And that's certainly much more pointed these days when we to look at technology and the haves and the have-nots in terms of technology and the level of skills and the very diverse range of skills that exist in the community and what that means for being involved and included in all aspects of social life and living. And I can see, of course, that in the next couple of days a lot of the things that you will be discussing and sharing in terms of ideas and visions will be something they'll be looking forward to receiving some information on to certainly convey that to the Minister here in Victoria. But, of course, more importantly, the ideas and information you share will certainly have genuine improvement, will hopefully lead to genuine improvement in the livability of, I suppose, the most disadvantaged people within our community. And that's why we're very pleased as a Victorian Government to be a major sponsor of this event. The Victorian Government is committed to programs aimed at delivering the economic and social benefits that the internet offers. And to this end, our flagship strategy, Connecting Communities, the second wave, is a 4-year commitment with a budget of $9 million. And that strategy focuses on 3 key areas, one being access, secondly, content, and, of course, skills. And they're 3 things that I touched on in my preliminary comments. We as a government recognise that information and communication technologies are powerful tools in strengthening communities, redressing disadvantage and giving everybody a fair go. And certainly in today's world, technologies are very critical for social inclusion because nobody, of course, should miss out on opportunities or indeed be left behind by the benefits that technology can make available or at least offer to people. And a list of the current Victorian Government Connecting Communities initiatives are in your satchel, and that's that there. So hopefully some of you will have an opportunity to have a look at some of the initiatives that form part of the Victorian Government strategy. We all know, of course, that the internet is a terrific resource, but it certainly can, for a number of people in the community, become a very critical and in some ways insurmountable barrier. So it's critical, therefore, of us in terms of the challenge to ensure that it becomes more of a terrific resource to everybody than a barrier to being included in the community and dialogue within the community. People use the internet, of course, for a wide range of purposes, including doing research for homework, work or pleasure, banking and bill paying, looking for jobs and study opportunities to improve themselves, staying in touch with friends and family, or just keeping up with world events. But of course, as most of you here know, many people use the internet primarily to connect with other people. Email and social networking sites are fast becoming the primary way many people interact with their community, which is why people such as you, working at the intersection of community development and technology, play a crucial role in building important networks, both real and virtual. The Victorian Government funded and developed the social networking site called My Connected Community 8 years ago, and some of you might know it as MC Squared. Currently hosted by VicNet, an arm of the State Library of Victoria, it aims to bring people from disadvantaged groups together in a place that is safe and welcoming. They might be people from non-English speaking backgrounds, people with a disability, people outside the employment or education sector, older people, people from remote communities. The site has been a great success and it's had more than 70,000 user members and more than 3,500 interest groups are involved. And we're certainly pleased to play a part in bringing them together and helping them build their community and networks. Now, having spent the last few minutes talking about the importance of including people in online interaction activity, I'd like to commend you all for the effort to be here in person today. And conferences such as this are very important for sharing ideas and resources as well as socialising and learning new things. And, of course, making new links is something that is a main base of the discussions here today. Before I hand you over to Andrew Ma from InfoExchange to talk about bridging the digital divide, I'd like to thank you all for your commitment to community ICT and to the communities who benefit from your efforts, and I hope you certainly enjoy today's conference and make the most of this opportunity. So I certainly look forward to hearing of reports back from the outcomes of this conference so that the Victorian Government can be better informed about the latest ideas right across the country for bridging the digital divide, especially for the most disadvantaged communities in the country. So thank you once again, and I wish you good deliberations over the next couple of days. Thank you.